Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Puffcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out, can we get on?
Puffcast.
You want to do it in my butt? In my butt? Let's do it in the butt. Okay.
Puffcast.
No, we have quite a couple for you this week. They are...
Are you feeling good? You still got your instincts
you got your
on?
Your mojo?
Oh, I'm ready. I am, like, I'm getting a B for bottom. I'm getting a, is it an A anus? Do you know someone with an anus? I am.
You are.
I am
John
topping
Edwards.
Over.
Well, it is Australia's probably most high-profile gay couple.
I would say so.
Two stars
yes.
from different spheres who've come together.
Ding-a-ling-ling.
In the world. I can't hear the word sphere without snickering.
One of them was on Home and Away. One of them was on Australian Idol. And now they both do musical theatre. What a surprise.
Not gay at all.
It's Anthony Kalia and Tim Campbell. Mel.
Right, well, this is a good one. And I actually had to do a little bit of research into
Ooh.
This.
Oh.
By research, do you mean...
I mean reading... I read New Idea.
Oh, okay. Right. Oh, okay.
With Anthony Kalia and Tim Campbell, actually, this is a trick one. I know you guys are trying to trick me because right. their Ooh. Career is actually the bottom in this I've seen it. It just lays there limp, hoping that no one comes along and fucks it anymore. But I did some reading, and on Tim's website, it says that he's one of Australia's most versatile performers.
Oh, ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Oh, ding-a-ling-a-ling.
Where there's smoke, there's fire.
But I have come to the conclusion, you know, using all my bottom whispering skills, that Anthony's on the bottom of the charts and the bottom of Tim.
Yeah. Well, and strangely enough, on Anthony Kalia's website, it says that he really loves it up the shitter.
There you go. Yeah. See, I didn't read that one.
All right. See, I had always come to the assumption that using a stepladder and a full-body condom, that Anthony Kalia was technically the top. In a kind of
he
giant...
went in head first.
Yeah, like a giant yeah. butt plug with yeah. arms and legs.
Not so giant, though. He's like purse size. He's just...
I just can't imagine him topping. Can't imagine Anthony Kalia topping.
No.
It'd be like... It'd be like, you know, Lavinia hosting Hey Hey. It just doesn't... It's all wrong. It's just against the natural order of things.
Yes, and look, and if you follow them both on Twitter, you will notice that Tim's always complaining about how much money Anthony spends.
Meaning. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Too many shoes, lady.
Yeah.
Too many shoes. Well, thank you very much.
You know what the great thing about topping Anthony Kalia is, right, is that he's so tiny that you could just get on with the housework while you were doing it. Like, you wouldn't necessarily get in the way. It'd just be like wearing mittens.
Yeah. You could probably learn salsa dancing or something.
I think doing the vacuuming is more awkward.
Yeah.
You want to do it in my butt? In my butt? Let's do it in the butt. Okay.
We want to know who is the top or bottom out of Australia's favourite entertainment couple.
Oh.
Molly Meldrum or Plucker Duck?
Oh, tricky. Yes.
Tricky.
Yep,
tricky.
Okay, good one, good couple. Well...
For those of you listening overseas, don't ask.
Yeah.
Yeah. And for God's sake, don't Google Plucker Duck.
Don't Google
please.
Plucker
you
duck.
Won't get what you're expecting.
No.
No, especially not in a workplace.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you guys know this, but did you know Molly's original full saying is "Do yourself a favour and bend over."
Oh!
So that's a little known fact.
Really?
Wow.
Yeah.
You've been talking to Gavin Wood to get the inside running, haven't you?
I have indeed. But it's not always anal. Like with these two, sometimes fucker just beaks him off or gives him a wing.
Gives him a wingy, did you
a
say?
A wingy. I have been on the set of Hey Hey.
Yes, you've been on the Hey Hey set.
I've been on the Hey set, and I actually what I saw was what happens, how they do it, is Plucker Duck does a duck dive, and then Molly just plummets into his feather-covered
plummets.
Egg shoot.
Feather-covered egg shoot.
Yeah, and then after they've done it, it just looks like a pillow's exploded in a pillow fight. But little known fact, lady, do you know Plucker Duck's original name was Fucker Duck?
So, right.
So, this one this week, I've solved that plucker is the bottom.
Yeah.
Plucker takes it up the cloaca.
Yeah, totally.
Plucker the duck takes it like a chook.
Yeah.
That is. We're in a giant feathery anal snowstorm. That is.
That is. You've painted a word picture there that I will never, ever be able to get out of my head.
I will never run away from Molly plummeting. Plummeting implies like a...
So we all know that Molly spends a lot of time in Southeast Asia, so perhaps when he's over there, it's squab.
Peking duck.
I don't even want to think about Molly's spatchcock.
No.
Ding-a-ling-a-ling.
I went to university and I'm making spatchcock jokes.
I need to go and wash my brain.
Melinda, thank you so much for making my eyes hurt.
Thank you.
You're amazing, girl.
You want to do it in my butt? In my butt? Let's do it in the butt. Okay. Crosscast.
Who do you think is the top or bottom out of this? Is a controversial one.
I've got $20 on this one. I went down the tab and put a lobster on this one.
Okay.
Yep.
Are you ready? Ellen and Portia.
Oh, ladies, common sense.
Really?
Are you people even gay?
I'm on the turn when I talk to you, Mel.
If you have to ask who's the top and bottom out of Ellen and Portia, you need to have a good hard look at yourselves in the mirror and go home to your wives. Clearly you don't understand lesbians. Let me clear it up for you before the rest of Australia just humiliates you through your lack of knowledge. Oh. Obviously, Ellen is the top and Portia is the bottom.
Is that because Ellen wears the pants and Portia wears the dress?
Yeah, Ellen wears the pants and the pants are made out of dildos.
I thought it might be so that Ellen can keep dancing while she's doing it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes I can see Ellen strap on wiggling around when she does that dance. That's how I know.
Do you think she wears it all the time?
She's got it on 24/7.
Oh, right.
Well, Mel, I've got to hand it to you. Your instinct is infallible.
You've really hit the nail on the head with that one.
You are like the gay waterhouse of knowing who takes it up the shit pipe. Yeah. You are amazing.
That's a beautiful way of saying it. Thanks, Toby. That's
really good. You want to do it in my butt? In my butt? Let's do it in the butt. Okay.
Crosscast. Who would be the top and who would be the bottom out of Tony Abbott and Joe Hockey?
It's happened. You know it's happened.
Yeah.
You know it's happened.
Wow. Okay. That is interesting.
Tricky one.
Practically, these are my theories behind most of this. So, obviously, one would assume that the larger the Joe Hockey might be the top. But indeed, you are so wrong.
Really?
Oh, wow. Controversial.
And why is
because
that?
Abbott is the top because it's not gay if you're giving it.
He would be uncomfortable with himself if he was getting
He would be confronted by himself.
You can't be threatened by homosexuals if you're not bending over and scared they're behind you.
If they're facing the other way, you can ignore them.
So the way you see it, Mel, Tony comes out of the surf of a morning, trots back to his Gold Coast cabana, finds Joe, and then gives it a, now who's on sunrise? That's
exactly right. Exactly right. I think Hockey's the bender overer.
That is a technical gay term that we use.
That's the term. He's a big chubby boy.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a lot more you can do with him.
Tony,
over the desk because he's
Tony Abbott clearly likes to ride the wave, if you know what I mean. So,
look, I got to agree with you, Mel. Being Joe Hockey-sized myself does not lend itself to being particularly active in any part of your life.
Well, there's a scoop. You heard it first. Yeah. When it comes to leadership spills, Tony's on top.
Tony's on top.
In my butt, let's do in the butt. Okay.
This week we have, I don't want to call it an imaginary couple.
No, but this week it makes me feel a little bit queasy thinking about it. Yeah.
Well,
let's see what Mel's got to say.
Let's call it hypothetical.
A hypothetical.
Because it's not real, but it could happen.
I'm just saying. Are you aware of the 7 PM project there, Melinda?
Yes, I have. I've choked on my dinner watching that.
With a little bit too much Bickmore flavoured truth for you, Mel.
Well, if you can imagine, Carrie Bickmore was Australia's favourite fag hag. And she was sitting with her two best peeps, boyfriends, Hughie and Charlie Pickering. Who would be top or bottom out of Hughie and Chuckles McPhee?
Oh, my God. What a pairing.
Oh, man. Either way, it kind of makes me feel weird.
That's like eggs and mustard, isn't it? Yeah. That is... Wow. What a...
So you guys are saying these are a hypothetical couple, are you? Oh, okay. Yes. Okay, all right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, did you think they really were?
That's not what my research tells me.
Controversial.
Whisperer.
But no, this is the thing. I've researched. I had a look. I put my powers to it. And the real bottom on that show is the 7 PM project, because night after night, Harry Pickmore fucks that show right up the arse. So. But I do have an answer. I do have a proper answer for you.
Come on. I don't think it can get any better than that one, Mel.
But bring it on anyway.
Bring it on.
Lay off CB. It's not her fault. She's just around when it happens. It's not her fault.
Yeah, so what's...
I don't know. You may have noticed, watchers of 7 PM, that may have noticed Charlie's hair is, like, really straight these days. Kind of changed his look.
He's gone for the hair straightener.
Hughie is the top, right? And the hair is so straight because Hughie's just pulling back on that hair all day long.
And you like that? Hey.
So Charlie's basically an unwilling bottom and Hughie's just pulling him back into
right.
it.
Right.
Correct.
So could it be a combination of Hughie pulling the hair and, like, a pillow or the bedhead kind of flattening Charlie's hair?
Yeah, that's why it's so flat on the top from banging his head on the wall.
Gee, you got to play your cards so close to your chest. Who would have thought someone's hair
would
give their bucket ass away? That is terrifying.
Wow. Well, look, I've seen Charlie in his riding outfit, and let me tell you, that thing has spread.
Well, look, the main thing is that they're very happy together.
Yeah.
That's the main thing. Love sees no colour.
Exactly.
Or apparently a million share on the ratings. So good luck to them. Good luck to them both.
Good luck.
Hope they'll be very happy
Thank
together.
Thank you once again. Melinda Buttle, top or bottom?
Yeah. Thank you.
Doing my butt, in my butt, let's do in the butt. Okay.
We thought we'd ask you to whisper one of the more prominent TV cooking show couples, being Maggie Beer and the other guy.
Simon. You've got to say it like that because I think Simon. He's the chef. She's the cook.
She's the cook. The cook and the chef. Maggie Beer and Simon. Who's top or bottom?
Okay, I'll apply my powers to this. Well, for me, it's more like the poof and the chef. Little thing there. But I think Maggie gives it to Simon. I'm going to say Maggie is the top, Simon is the bottom.
Yeah, right.
The way they do it is of course, a little bit different. It's very Barossa inspired.
Do they use verjuice for lube?
Correct. Maggie gives it to Simon with a roasted parsnip strap on. Organic, of course,
Of course, yes. And not wilted. Not wilted.
Sometimes I use quince paste for lube. That can be really expensive, so often just some verjuice with some corn flour reduction.
Excellent.
But this is true. I can tell from by the way he says Maggie that he's had more cocks in his mouth than saliva.
Oh my God! Oh, Scott Brennan of cooking.
Hey, back off. I can't cook. All right. But I love it because I think Maggie Beer is like, she's quite masculine, particularly compared to Simon. She's kind of like the B. Arthur of cooking shows. She's just
I
think. Up with Raylene Boyle. Oh my God, Dawn Fraser's got a cooking show with someone.
Sometimes it's like they are quite different physically. Sometimes it's a little bit less cook and the chef and a bit more the battle axe and the stick. you wonder what happens in the dressing room, don't you?
I do wonder. But this is the thing. It's Maggie Beer. We all know Maggie Beer, Senior Australian of the Year, for charging $35 for a litre of ice cream. right-wing government. But look, this is the thing. Simon, Simon doesn't even have a last name, so it's Maggie Beer and Simon. So is it, he's got no status, as if he's going to get a go on the top. He's just Simon.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you think he's a submissive bottom? Do you think Maggie's a daddy? Do you think Maggie's an aggressive daddy top?
Well, let's just say there's a lot of nose to tail eating going on.
You think he does a bit of human centipede on the side?
So in summary, Maggie is the top, Simon is the bottom.
Right. As always, wow. Hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, right. So Maggie. Clear. So the clear head. Now. Wow.
I'm hungry amazing. Now.
Yeah. I really want a parsnip.
Yeah. Yeah. But I couldn't be bothered chewing, so I'm... I'm quite sure. Oh, man.
It's all right. I'm gonna have some spit roasted spatchcock later.
In my butt, let's do in the butt. Okay. Who would be top or bottom out of teen sensations, Justin Bieber and Miley Cyrus?
Okay. I love how the porn stuff is too rude. So now we'll just we'll talk about child sex.
It's a euphemistic top and bottom.
Yeah.
Look, I'm you know, even though I'm a young, you know, I'm a Gen Y-er, I'm kind of a bit of a nana. I'm not fully across these kids individually.
Oh, okay.
Just can you go tell me which one's the wolf and which one's the vampire?
No, they're not from Twilight.
No, it's different.
Justin Bieber has like a fringe and Miley Cyrus has horse teeth and is the offspring of Billy Ray.
Yeah, yeah. Justin Bieber is one that looks like a toilet dolly. And Miley Cyrus looks like the special effects at the end of Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say, based on the little information I have on these two, which means... I'm going to say double bottom on this.
Oh, my God.
Calling double bottom.
This is the first double bottom we've ever had, I think.
No, we had a double bottom with someone else.
Okay.
After Wikipedia.
We've rolled a double bottom.
We've rolled a double bottom.
Oh, no.
You get to throw again, Mel.
But why do you think double bottom?
Well, basically, Justin Bieber is way too effeminate to ever top.
Yeah, I can't see that.
And I don't believe he has human genitals either.
No, I think that's true.
Come on down there.
Yeah, well, I think he's just got a big asshole where they just kind of plug in his power supply.
He's underage. Careful. We'll all go to jail.
He's a robot, though.
We'll all end up in court with Andy Muirhead.
Well, maybe we should be phoning him about this.
Yes. Yeah.
Berries. Miley Cyrus. See, the main reason they're both bottoms, as well, Miley's a bottom, is because they're constantly being done up the cracker by marketing executives, record companies, and studios.
Yes.
But also, Miley had that movie Hannah Montana, and I was like, well, more like Hannah Banana, from what I've heard.
Oh my God.
Right. I think Justin Bieber's, I think rainbows come out of his asshole though when you do it to him.
That's beautiful.
Oh, wow. That is kind of sweet, but
not what I'm looking for at the end of the rainbow, but it's nice to know.
Oh, I got a pot of gold and it's full of Bieber. I always swore I'd never do a Bieber. That's why I'm gay. I hate Bieber.
I've cracked a Bieber.
Sorry. Bieber.
Oh God.
It's been a terrible misunderstanding. Ding-a-ling-a-ling-a-ling.
Wow. Doing my butt, in my butt, let's
do in the butt. Okay. Who would be top or bottom out of David Jones and Maya?
Oh, sure. This.
Do you have both of those in Brisbane or just Harris Scarf?
And Target.
Well, we do have both of them, and obviously I'd feel more comfortable doing top and bottom between Bilo and Big W.
No, it's not scrum. Which one's closer to the bottom of the barrel?
Yeah. I'll have a crack at this one. I'm going to say, let's have a look at both of them. First of all, like Maya, it's kind of suburban, it's kind of edgy, it's sort of like a nice piece of rough. It's like...
it's like a tradie, it's like the gardener.
It's like a tradie, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Maya is is like a tradie, but he's got like a nice Commodore.
Yes, yes.
Well, you know, trades are a cash business. They're all cashed up bargains.
Correct. But David Jones is obviously classier, wealthier, has more power, and David Jones has much better quality fag hags.
True that.
Yeah.
The key to this is in the slogans of the stores.
Okay.
So I'll just read you verbatim from the website their slogans. So it says here, there's no other store like David Jones.
Mm-hmm.
And then for David Jones, it says, Meyer is my whore.
Wow, I think I'm getting a bit of an inkling of where you're going with this, man.
Yeah.
This is the thing, like, Maya doesn't have a lot of money, so Maya's always having cocktail sales to raise money.
Oh, my God.
I think Scott's had one of those on for about the last 4 years.
You can't say cocktail sales.
I think Scott's the Persian rug emporium of cocktail sales.
I'm going crazy.
Going out of business soon.
Yeah, Scott's one of those shops that is always on sale.
Yeah. My lease has been running out for months.
So when you put all this together, you add up, you do the maths on this. It's, to me, it's blaringly obvious. Obviously, David Jones is the top and Meyer is the bottom.
Yeah.
Well, when you put it like that, that makes perfect sense.
The steps of your logic are flawless.
They are.
Like, it's amazing. I don't know how you do this.
Isn't it?
Yep.
It's inexorable. It's amazing.
And I'm waiting for the day when Meyer doesn't want to be the bottom and has to be anyway. And then sues for $827 million.
Yes!
You know, I'm going to buy all my family Meyer gift vouchers this year. Just as a message.
Yeah.
Just as a subtle message.
Yep. I'm still just reeling from cocktail sales, to be honest.
Doing my butt and my butt. Let's do in the butt. Okay.
Who do you think, the debate rages in here, who do you think is the top and who is the bottom out of Gary Meagan and George Kalambaris?
Wow.
The
Master Chef judges.
Whose
souffle rises?
This is a bit of a pressure test.
I love her.
Let me think. Okay, well, I would say let's look at their previous history. George, obviously, Greek.
Yeah.
With his smoke, there's fire. Yeah.
Was Gary is he's more. I don't know. He's not really more successful, so. I reckon this comes down to egos, and I would say because George has more of a restaurant profile, but George is the top.
Ooh.
The whole time they're doing it, George says, beautiful.
Now, look, George is a small man. Do you think a stepladder would have to be involved at any point?
I think there might be, a stepladder up to the kitchen bench. You know, there's probably
maybe Matt Moran gives him a leg up. Maybe. What's his name? Matt Preston. Matt Moran's a cook or something, right?
Yeah, he's on it somewhere.
I'm in the right area. Yeah. Whatever.
He doesn't watch it, Mel.
as a bit of a bonus MasterChef question, who would top or bottom out of Callum and the other kid that got evicted a couple of weeks ago?
Matt.
Matt. Who would top or bottom out of Callum and Matt? Bonus MasterChef, top or bottom?
I would say, I see both of those as bottoms, and they would just get a special piece of kitchen equipment. And
like a small whisk.
But Callum would cry throughout, right?
Yeah, he'd fully
there'd
cry.
Be tears. There'd be tears.
Tears of happiness. Tears of happiness. I'm happy.
Why do I my butt and my butt? Let's do in the butt. Okay.
We need your expertise. We want to discuss who you think is top or bottom out of Bert and Ernie.
Oh, that is a hard one, because I would have said they're both bottoms.
The most fraught of all relationships.
I think they have, like, a plastic Mr. Meaty in the cupboard and they meet in the middle.
Maybe that's what the pigeons are for.
Oh, all right.
Well, that's where Mr. Snuffleupagus comes in.
Yeah. Well, they've both got hands up their bums.
She is correct then.
I think that's a good point. Good point. I would have picked Bert for a top myself.
So, yeah, well, Bert's very... But, you know, usually the fussy, annoying, pain in the ass one...
I'm right here!
Is the one that's generally on elbows and knees.
Yeah,
at
right.
At the end of the day.
Yeah, right.
What do you reckon about that, Melinda?
Look, yeah, if I had to pick one, I would have said Bert as well because he's kind of, you know, he's taller for starters.
Yeah. You must be this high to top this person.
I do like your reasoning. Now, yeah. we do know that one member of Talking Puffy is a rampant bottom and once did get into a situation with another rampant bottom. And how did you resolve that, Scott?
Mr. Meaty.
I love how you're happy to malign everyone else in the world when it comes to you. Well, that's...
When it comes to maligning Scott Adam, actions speak louder than words. Yes. In my butt,
let's do in the butt. Okay. Hey, Mel. Now, we do have possibly one of the most world-famous couples in the entertainment industry for you.
You haven't missed a trick so far. You know, I pick the top and the bottom in every couple, but this is difficult.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm quite interested to hear what you've got to say about this one.
Look, I don't want to give you a hint, but on the day that Elton John and David Furnish got married, the Sun in London featured the headline, Elton takes David up the aisle.
That would have been a handy clue.
Yes.
And you weren't even sub-editing then.
No.
There was nothing to do.
I think Mr. Humphreys was.
So, Elton John, David Furnish, who is the top or bottom in rock and roll's most flamboyant relationship?
Well, with this one, I struggled. I did struggle a little. But I basically came to this I think this is the safest conclusion that I can come to and still be correct. And I think I'm going to say that these two, they're both actually bottoms, right? And basically at their house, there's a lot of deodorant cans just around the place.
with a lot of, like, wet wipes next to them. Just
deodorant cans.
And there's a lot of trips. But, you know, they're always up at the emergency room saying, oh, I was just cleaning in my socks, nurse, and I just fell back down on the can of a toner.
Deodorant cans? I mean, look, fair enough, any port in a storm, but that is just ridiculous. There are websites, Elton. There's no need.
Yeah, surely you can afford the correct accoutrement.
Yeah, I mean, look, everyone needs to freshen up a little bit, but you know, sticking Norska into your colon is just, that's a step too far.
So are you implying that because of their age, they're just going solo with various household implements?
What I think is they've just got deodorant cans strapped to their lounge chairs and they just sit down on that and enjoy the
like so one of those couches you find at Harvey Norman with the cup holder in it.
So it's not so much a Jason recliner, it's more of an Elton inserter.
So when they're sitting at home watching TV, it's like they're on a boat, they're just gently rocking.
Look, you know what? I have some sympathy with that. I've been married for 10 years. I could do with one of those chairs.
All right.
Like that chair.
I'll make you one.
Okay.
Like that chair that George Clooney makes.
Yeah, all I'm saying is, yep, you don't have to cuddle a bottle of Lynx afterwards. No. Am I right, girls? Am I right? Yeah. Do you feel me? Do you feel me?
You don't have to find cab fare for it to get it out of your house. Let's do in the butt. Okay. So we want you to tell us top or bottom, Hamish and Andy.
Okay, well, first of all, can I correct you there? I like to call them Lamish and Blandy.
Oh, my God, you're so grown up.
This is an interesting one because I'm not sure what way you're all hoping this is going to go, but the facts of the matter are this. Their relationship, much like the radio, is Andy just basically lies there while Hamish does all the heavy lifting.
No, look, in fairness, I mean, Hamish does do a lot of the zings and a lot of the interviews, and, you know, he tends to take care of the setups and most of the punchlines. But Andy is on air at the same time.
Yeah.
So, you know.
No. Well, no, maybe Andy's just basically in charge of the douching. I don't know.
Yeah, Andy just cleans up afterwards. Yeah. He just does the laundry.
Yeah.
Well, that, That's the other thing. I don't know if you guys know this, but I had a chat to Hamish about it. And you know the nickname that Hamish has, the nickname Hamish calls Andy's asshole, the Caravan of Courage. You guys know this. You know their last Christmas special was broadcast live from inside Andy's cavernous asshole.
I thought there was a bit of an echo.
Yeah, well, it's funny how you bring it up.
Like, Andy's really sporty, so yeah. I'll put it in case he's listening, I'll put it in language he can understand. Andy has never done a hammy. Like, yeah. I think, yeah. So what I'm saying is when they do Pants Off Friday, yes. Someone's pants are a little bit further off than the other person.
Hamish Blake top.
Top.
Blake is the top, Lee is the bottom.
I can't tell you how happy that's made me.
I can't tell you. See, again, I just wanted to spoon. Not really interested in the sex thing, I just like the cuddles.
Oh, you old soft.
You lazy romantic, that's, you.
How do you think I got this soft? It wasn't by doing anything.
Oh, you sleepy root.
Mr. Humphries, leave my pussy alone.
I just went gay all of a sudden.
It's funny because it's true.
You sound gay. You look gay. You're gay.
Podcast.
Well, now we've got that sorted out. Can we get on?
Podcast.